this press conference extra. I am Andy Heaton. I am joined by Mark Fitzgerald and Mike McAuley, ahead of Liverpool's FA Cup tie away at Molineux on Friday. Mike, surely that performance can't be repeated from earlier in the week, surely.
Yeah, do you know what's funny, actually? In the lead up to this game, I was with a few mates, Liverpool fans in the office, actually, and I said to them, I have a strange feeling we're going to lose one of these two games against Wolves. Yeah. I thought we'd beat them in the league and lose the cup game. And I think I'm oddly, despite what I saw on Tuesday, fairly confident we're going to win the game, just because I had this feeling before both games we're going to win one of the two and lose the other one. So, yeah, look, it was not a great performance on Tuesday. And I think we've been on the show several times and just reflected on the poor performance that was and the performance that is to come. And generally, our tone has been, that wasn't a good performance last week. Well, that wasn't a good performance the other day. So, yeah, that's a reoccurring theme of press conference extra this season. It's like, that wasn't great. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's much better tomorrow because, by God, it needs to be better tomorrow.
The vibe, Martin, we'll get into that in just a minute. For me, the vibe, I don't even know if vibe's the right question. The aura, as the kids like to call it, was slightly off today. In regards to normally with Arne Slot, you know, in victory, defeat, whatever, he comes across a man who's very, very sure of himself, very, very confident in himself, never really defensive, even when he's offering explanations. Didn't really feel like that today.
I mean, I would describe him as beleaguered today, and it was the first time that I got a sense of that from some of the journalists too. There's quite a few occasions where people went back with follow-up questions, perhaps a sense that their question wasn't answered. I've been talking about this for a while now in terms of his language and his general demeanor. I just don't find it particularly inspiring. You know, people have said that during the press conference, he's just getting through it, and he's probably different with the players and stuff like that. But I'm just not sure I buy that, and I'm not even sure what would be the advantage of that.